what you bring.
Every conversation debates in relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip? Who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it.
It's your girl Big Lex with the reality table. Tap in with my guy Dwight. If you're not alright, call Dwight.
What you bring to the table?
The name of this topic, we're going to talk about a few different things, but I think what we're struggling with right now is dating in Atlanta 2025. Mm. I just want to start with anybody. What experience have you had with dating in Atlanta thus far? The wife. Let's start with you.
The experience I've had is...
Wait, are you single?
Yes. I mean...
I guess it depends on who you ask, huh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, I ain't gonna let her do you like that. So look, I'm gonna keep it real clear. I ain't gonna let her do you like that. So we ain't asking no more of them kind of questions.
I'm telling you that.
So now keep on, then go ahead to the next thing.
Well, how's your experience been dating?
It's an interesting experience. It's pretty fun here in Atlanta. spend a lot of money.
Yeah, we're going to tell the truth, too. Just tell the truth.
Very expensive.
But what makes it so expensive?
At least it's very expensive.
Well, Atlanta's not a very inexpensive place to start. Outings, whether that's courtside seating, concerts, front row, any number of other traveling. You know, we love to travel here, so all of those things are pretty costly.
Parking.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Parking.
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 Parking. Yeah. Them Ethiopians gonna hit your ass fast.
50 every time.
Yeah, that's
the. Ain't even waiting till you park, but so you put in the parking lot.
Yeah, them fat.
So what would you say? I guess the better question would be, when would you cuff a girl? How long does it take, or when should you cuff a girl? I'm gonna ask Scam because he got his old experience.
I already told you, but you got 7 days. In Atlanta, you got Sunday. If you go out, like, think about it. Monday, Magic. Like, it's too many club popping. So, if you don't go on lock in, she going to meet something else one of them night, man. Oh, it.
Like, give me an example.
Okay, so let's say if you meet some Tuesday. You still got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, within that window, she can meet something else, but oh, attention gone.
Dang.
And it ain't even got to be like the nigga got more motion than you, but it's just like she don't know that. She can meet a nigga that's a fraud, but by the time she don't know that car rented. She don't know, you know what I mean? Mm. Right. She don't know them more tonight.
It's a lot of that going on out here, too. I be trying to tell these folks, like, these folks don't be telling the truth. I told you, I done seen guys with the Louis Vuittons and the Gucci's, and they pulling up in the G-Wagon, and they go home to an apartment with 3 roommates. Mm.
So something that I heard, I don't know how true it is, but I've heard that there's men that, yeah, get these Lambo trucks, right? And it'll be all of them pitching in to pay for the Lambo, and everybody got a day.
Yeah.
Literally.
I ain't heard that.
Yeah, I've heard it a few times, but I was like, so they're all three of these people who are roommates, they share a car, but they can't go to the same spots. Like, if that's where you always go, the other person ain't gonna go there.
That's a lot.
You think so?
That's doing a lot.
Have to do that.
That's too much.
Like, I don't know.
I know, I'm just saying, if anybody who got to do some shit like that, you ought to just be ashamed of your motherfucking self.
But what about the scammers? They doing it too. They scam, like.
You can't tell. Apparently, I've been around the scammers my whole life.
You around with the scammers, man.
Hey.
Nah, but I'm saying though, like, think about it, right? Like, man, most of the time, a woman probably ain't gonna care that, like, if she just in a Lambo truck, she ain't gonna, like, you know what I mean? Because he got to be targeting certain people that never had experience with this type of shit anyway. You see what I'm saying? Like, she ain't gonna know nigga sharing no lamb truck. She just happy she in one. You see what I'm saying?
So they're getting a certain type of caliber of a woman then.
Correct.
Yeah. Sure.
Because.
For sure.
If you've been in Lambos, it's kind of like, it's normal, right?
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's normal.
It's normal for a different caliber of a woman, but it depends on what woman that you're putting in there, are the women that are actually going outside are excited about them?
Okay, ask yourself this. How many women you think really got tangible experience with a millionaire? Really, truly been around a real millionaire in a capacity?
You ain't got to be a millionaire to make it seem like you got it. Because, I mean, honestly, $500,000, $300,000, that's a lot of money.
No, but I'm saying a woman that has experience to know, like, okay, I'm around a millionaire and how to, you know what I mean? That's rare to her. So she probably going to be wide open. Like, you can you really look at a nigga and be like, let me see, buddy probably worth $3 million. If he look like he got it, he look like he got it.
The ones that actually have it don't look like they have it. They don't want you to know they have it. Because if they know what... You got rich and then you got wealthy. So wealthy, you really don't know if they're wealthy because they don't wear their wealth. So it's a little different.
I mean, that's true.
And they don't hang around the areas that you would think that they're going to be in, right? But then it's one of those situations where you actually got to talk. I don't think in Atlanta people actually talk to get to know a person, because you can know what a person is about just off the conversation that you have within that 10 minutes that I know you BSing or you really about something, right? But I don't think in Atlanta they do that. I think it's quick, like, okay, well, people going to get mad, but I think it's prostitution. I think it's prostitution.
Of course
it's the women are like, give me a bag and I'm going to let you have sex. The men like, well, if I give you $500, you going to let me F. So in my...
But check this out.
Right? But they don't want to say that.
It's always been that way. It's always been that. That's nothing new.
That's an old...
We already know it's hoes out here. Like, we know that. But then it's almost like, if you want a hoe and you like hoes, then they just show swag. If you want to pay for it, then pay for it. I think it really be fucking up the game with some real players, though, for a female to feel like, okay, just because you used to a nigga doing this, that I'm going to do that, too. And can have whatever you want or whatever you need. But nah, we're not... I'm just ain't from that part of the track where I ain't paying for nothing at all.
Nothing?
Unless it's with us. I'm paying for us. You with me, you gonna have a good time, for sure. No, you ain't gotta do nothing. I got you, boom. But bitch, you don't be calling me talking about... Don't be calling me now.
But what if she ain't got no grocery and you coming over there? You ain't gonna get no grocery.
I'll give you some groceries. I know a couple people that still got them stamped. 100. Look, buy 100.
Yeah.
Give them 100 and then what else?
Yeah.
They gonna get two.
Yeah, we'll do. I do that for you all day.
But I
ain't all day long.
I ain't even going over the whole house. You got no food.
Hey.
Why you got no food?
But see, man. I don't judge. I ain't gonna judge because she be hungry. If she hungry, okay. I be hungry though too. So if she hungry, she needs something to eat. I ain't gonna never not give you nothing to eat. But if I can give you something to eat, I'm gonna give you something to eat.
That's but now, if she got kids and she ain't got no food, I'm not.
They ain't gonna give nothing to eat.
No.
They might not give nothing. I ain't going into the children.
But what I'm saying,
I ain't going into the children.
If she got
kids.
Children and you going over there and she ain't got no food, that's a red flag. Bitch, you don't even feed your kids.
Well, hold on. Well, since you said red flag, since you dropped that, you said red flag. What is your number one red flag when you're dating someone? What is the number one red flag for you? I'm going to give you situationals later, but tell me a red flag for you.
A red flag? Oh, well, in a lot.
In another 2025.
A red flag if a bitch say, she used to dance in New York.
Well, I had to be in New York.
Yeah, because most of the time, but like, okay, if she from somewhere else and she say she been in New York for 6-7 years, then she came to Atlanta dance. Man, baby, you was a prostitute, man. You ain't tricking me.
Yeah.
You had a pimp, man.
Oh.
Yeah, you had a pimp. You for you to be from New York, and you coming, yeah, man, you had a pimp and you ran from your pimp.
Wow. Didn't know that. I learned something new.
Dance because you heard about Atlanta, so you think, yeah.
So wow.
A victim of sex trafficking.
What?
I victimized herself, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, she might have moved up, though, on her own accord.
So let me ask you this. Do you have a red flag when it comes to women with kids? And if so, how many?
Well, already, that's too many right there. How many?
How many?
Shit. Well, listen. if you got too many baby daddies... there's already a no. Like, I don't know. It's too many kids. Like, I don't know. Like,
what if it's three kids but one baby daddy?
That's still too many. You should stay. You should work it out.
But what if he left? He abandoned the family. So then now what?
Then you got a poor judge of character. Like, I still got yeah, you
still be, falls on yeah,
still fall on you.
Why, though? But
you should choose better. You pick the nigga that just left up and left. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
It's her fault.
Yeah,
it's her fault. It's all her fault. It's not the man who left. Because back in the day, men, that's what we talking about now. Back in the days, let's be honest, back in the day, men actually stayed for their family. I don't think men are creating kids with women to stay for a family. They just abandoned shit.
But now,
y'all making them leave.
Y'all? Y'all but she gave leave. Three babies.
Y'all make people
but
leave.
But this the thing. It don't even be no real relationship when y'all have a baby with a nigga. So he not really leaving. He just never were there anyway. It was never no relationship. He was never there to begin with, bro. You had
she one. Done produced no three babies.
Yeah. He said no foundation. Yeah.
So do you think the men should be held accountable, though? Mm. The leaving the women with the three babies, of even course. If she was loyal, she did the everything right. That.
Of course. and they don't. But guess how they do, though?
What?
Guess what they do?
What?
Who they?
I ain't saying y'all. When I say they, I mean the majority.
Majority. Okay,
this is what they do. They got, okay, I say a female have a kid, right, by a nigga. They get mad. He get the hell on. She know he ain't gonna never be there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She don't do shit to him. But a nigga who gonna help you take care of the child or trying to take care of the kid.
You do everything.
They do the most.
Yes, I agree.
Not let them off. It'd be like, bro, I never understood that concept with a female. That lets me know it further to let me know that these motherfuckers is crazy. They ain't got it all.
I don't think it's that they don't have it all. I think it's more so on the fact that I think it's so. Listen, no. I think it's more so on the fact that
used to abuse, and that's what they drift toward. You come in there with that kindness; it's a foreign concept.
It's crazy,
and they step back. But that abuse is something that they're accustomed to.
But also, what I think is, if a woman is doing all that, no, listen. If a woman is doing all that, fighting with the man who could actually take care of the child, that's more so just her. Probably wanting to be back with him or be with him and is upset and hurt. And that is her way of showing that, hey, nah, because you left me, you're going to have problems trying to see your child. I personally think that.
There ain't no excuse, though. No.
I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm not saying it's an excuse.
Listen, we're going to make sure we let it know.
Oh, no.
It's both sides.
It's both sides.
It's both sides. But the most of the time.
But I'm saying that's not the.
It's the man having to fight with a female. About a child than it is a woman having to make a nigga who ain't doing shit. Man, listen, man, I seen too many women just let niggas be bums. I'm talking about, you know this nigga don't want to do nothing with the kid. You know this nigga ain't standing child, but you got another baby there, they gonna take care of him and her. But he the one.
You fighting with him.
You putting strains and
because she's hurt because he left.
That shit need to stop. That shit need to stop. 2025.
Yeah, I think 2025, I think people need to really start self-analyzing.
And they not.
Really go through the process of healing before you get involved, because there are men out here that do take care of women with kids, you know? There are some men that do care enough about the woman and the child, whether they got two or three,
but
right?
I don't think that woman respects him, though.
I think... That's why it takes for a woman that has found healing, because the woman that is a use, like what Dwight said, because they're so used to chaos and all they know is hurt, they want to hurt the person that's being good to them because that's all they know how to respond right. to.
Bitch, so go see Dr. Phil, bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think people need to
I don't want to hear that first. Shit. Go see Dr. Phil, bitch.
It's that wounded animal syndrome.
Yes.
Fix that animal. Take him to
You're going to help him. That animal's trapped.
Yeah.
And he's going to lash out at you.
Mm-hmm.
So do we agree some animals just need to be put down?
In the shelter. Oh,
yeah.
Or put in the shelter.
Down, man, put down. Like
or put them in the shelter,
man,
bro.
You bring a wild goddamn honey.
We don't kill, ain't gonna kill them.
Yeah. Not put them down.
We ain't gonna kill them.
You can't take them.
I don't want to kill
them.
She's got if there's a good chance she's going to take you down.
Exactly.
Yeah, you might want
with to. With the three little pups. She got three little pups.
So what flags should a man.
Wait, hold on. We ain't going to ask that first, because I'm not going to let y'all just run it. You're going to let them run with it. Like, no, listen. First of all, no. Stop.
That wild dog?
No. This is what we going to do now. Let's flip it, because you're not about to just talk about women going crazy and all this. Hold on. Wait, let's flip it. So what about the other majority or other minority?
It's a minority.
No, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
What about the other part, the other half, where you have women who are good women and they left their guy because either he cheated or because he did some scammy shit or because he's here? And the point I'm making is this. What about those women who have multiple kids because they thought he was it, didn't work out, or they thought... Or he raped her, or he put something in her drink. I'm just saying.
See, that'd be different. Yeah. No, see, that's a different conversation.
So let's go with the regular one. What about the girls who just got cheated on, and he left and went to the next girl, and then he cheated on her, and they had a baby by her, too.
Okay.
Then he went to the next, because this is what's really going on. So I'm not saying you. I'm saying I've seen it for myself. I've been around it. I've seen a lot of guys in Atlanta have all these kids. Then they act like it ain't theirs until somebody pull out a test. But the point I'm making is, regardless, you do have guys that don't take care of their kids.
Yeah.
And I know I have friends that I know they're good moms. And I have friends that I know that they not even trying to keep them from their kids. But they won't go see their own kids, but then you go take care of somebody else's kids.
But the question
I see a lot of that going on.
The question is then, why aren't you doing nothing to him?
So should the woman
the nigga who ain't doing shit.
Right, but she's
you would be bitter and hold it up against
the nigga who you trying to do. That's way more than what you I get what you saying, but it's way more than, and I'm trying to tell you, I say that because of kids, period. Cause I love, cause my mom was a teacher. Like, I've been fucking with kids my whole life, you know what I mean? But it's just like, damn, if my mom is she teach at elementary school. So we had to deal with these little motherfuckers. They ain't got no fucking daddies.
But the male, but here's the thing, the man has to hold the accountability because a woman can't get pregnant without you. So why is it that everybody just out here making babies? Because a woman can only
But that's the thing, though. It's not.
For a certain time.
But see, that's the biggest misconception y'all women be having. It's the same niggas that's having these babies. So they keep picking the same 10 niggas. They got 50 kids between them. It's them.
Majority of the time.
Y'all keep, so it's like this, bro.
So maybe it's the environment you was.
No,
it's just them lame ass niggas.
Y'all choosing it. Okay. So
y'all love them.
So if you go back in time, right, they showed that the average alpha male caveman nigga, that nigga had 17 baby mamas. So women are attracted to a certain type of man. So,
a certain type of hoe.
Exactly.
A certain type of hoe nigga.
Yeah. And fucking everything. You, come on, man. Like, we got to stop pretending like you don't want the nigga that's the nigga that get all the women. So most women want the nigga to get all the women, and then you
want
to get
them. And want to make me stop. I'm going to make you stop.
Now I want
How
to get
you going to make me stop something I've been doing for 30 years?
But that means you the problem.
It's not. You knew it when you
met me.
When I did it to you the first time we had sexual intercourse, you knew it then.
Yeah,
the way I put this shit on your ass, first time, hula hooping all, I did the hula hoop shit and everything.
What?
Look, I'm hula hooping in the show. But let me tell you something. Once I did.
You know the motion.
No, we don't know.
The motion. They
know what a hula hoop is.
Yeah.
Everybody know what a hula hoop is.
When you wind it
in the hula hoop. Straight on the hula hoop. But listen though.
I've never heard that term.
You knew it from that day forward that this nigga ate.
So she should have just left you alone after the hula hoop.
Man, listen.
If she wanted to, she would have. Some women would. If they don't want that shit, a girl to do, you can fuck a bitch and she be like, that's too good. Fuck that. I ain't got time for you. I already know what you got going on. I ain't fucking with you. But if you continue to fuck with me, though.
Yeah. You got to hold some count.
And it's not about that. And then it ain't just about the sex. You just don't throw sex in my face. Like, I fuck with you, though.
Right.
I fuck with you, too. Why I just can't fuck with you? Why I got to be, like, some kind of bad guy?
Yeah. You know what I say, bro? This was crazy. Like, women don't understand.
We love y'all.
We don't want to be like this.
I'm not listening to him no more.
I don't want to be horny 24/7 all day long. Bruh. I can't do nothing but think about ass. I'm like, this shit. If I go in the bank, right. And I be like, hey, let me get a deposit slip. Like, damn, what is this? Tell her, fat ass teeth. Okay. I got that right.
For no reason.
Damn, what she thinking? Hell, baby. Yeah. Like,
but we don't do that as well.
Hold on, finish the story. Let us finish the story. Finish your story. What happened? What's the rest of the part of the story?
So what I'm saying is, like, me and, like, we got, this shit is bred. Like, so they put the same amount of testosterone in our body and women body, y'all would literally go crazy from how bad you wanted sex. So, like, the average human male thinks about sex, like, every 7 seconds. This shit is ingrained in us. So, like, we're made to breathe.
Where you get them stats from?
Until you grow up. Not me.
What you mean?
You made the statistics up,
right? Blackplanet.com. Got to have a listen. Look. But now, for real, though, like, so it's like me, it's not like we want to be like this. Like, you know what I mean?
We shouldn't be here. We shouldn't be here.
So why leave babies behind?
We don't. Listen,
that's
see.
That's a minority.
That's a minority of men.
That's a minority.
We think that's the majority.
Uh-oh. The majority. There's a majority of single women.
Listen, no.
Women are the new men in 2025. Yes. Women are the new, they're really handling business. There's more women handling business. Women, there are more women that are, wait, hold on. There are more women that are handling business in 2025.
Without a male figure.
Without a male figure, and with a male figure, and it's beautiful. More women handling business.
Hold on, wait, I'm not missing.
Hey, look, they the most miserable motherfuckers you can ever bump.
Don't listen. That is not true.
If you find a girl who got everything going on, everything's perfect. She has a nice car, maybe two of them. Uh-huh. 4 or 5 bedroom house. It's always clean.
Wi-Fi
she
bus.
Cook. She might have 1 or 2 kids, maybe. Uh-huh. She's still bad, though, so we don't care nothing about the kid. At the end of the day, if she's single, if she has no man involved in her life with them kids or her, or she's not getting held, or because it's small shit. So it ain't even about the money or what she's doing, just a small shit. Bitch, you need a hug. Somebody got to hug you. You mad at some motherfucking body, bro.
That's not true.
Them the mad ones. Them the mad ones. The majority, though. Not you and Lex, because she beat Lex and you Mercedes.
Right.
You a whole Benz already. So we ain't talking about y'all. But them, yeah, they in the house, miserable as a motherfucker, talking about fuck that nigga and fuck this nigga and fuck that nigga. Until they bump into the right nigga, they can get into that and knock all that goofy shit out. Shit, she miserable until she find one.
I feel like that's your perspective of what you see, but I think that for sure there are women who are happy and they want to share it with someone, but they don't need someone, but they're not going to settle.
Yeah.
So I think at the end of the day, we could go, but hold on. At the end of the day, we could go yin, yang. You have those people that do that, but you also have the ones who are good on their own, probably got a pet, you know what I'm saying, to help look out for
them. Why you throw that in?
Like a liberty ass cat. So she at home with a liberty ass cat named Oreo.
No,
look, she found the liberty ass cat.
Hold on, I'm not gonna let you do her.
Picked him up. You know why she did that? Because she ain't got no fucking man.
No.
Who finna let a motherfucker bring a goddamn a cat out the highway into the crib?
Because the cat,
first of all,
you better get that cat the fuck up out of here.
It was a kitten. But the point I'm making, keep my son out of it. The point I'm making.
You little Oreo, you not a little Oreo a little bit.
Okay. The point I'm making is, even without Oreo, I was happy before Oreo. I got happier with Oreo. But the point I'm making is, sometimes you get tired. You get tired of dealing with the same stuff, and it might be a new body. The same thing. He sell you a dream, and it's and. But I'm saying to say, it's a lot of dreams being sold and not enough being bought. Mm-hmm. That now she don't want to settle. Cause I'm the cream of the crop. I ain't got no kids, and I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it funky with you. So I done gave people chances, stuff like that. But I'm at a point where, listen, I came in this world by myself. I'm gonna leave by myself, and even if I want, of course I want a companion, but I ain't settling.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, at this point, after who I am, it ain't changing.
But have you ever settled?
Absolutely.
How did it work out?
My last two situations, I wouldn't even say settled. I would say I scaled back on my, what would you call it?
Expectations?
No. Most people say people have high standards. I took a couple steps back on my standards. I said, let me go take a couple notches down to give him some time to move, to give him, because I like him.
Right.
I like him. So it wasn't about the finances. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
So I took 3-5 years ago, I went and dated him. Now, okay, let me give you a chance. See what you're talking about. So I lowered my standards to even try to make that work. And sometimes if it ain't working, listen, if it ain't clicking, it ain't clicking. And it don't have to be about cheating a lot. Take cheating off the table. It could, you just not handling your business.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of handling your business for you. Or I'm tired of trying to handle your business for you and you won't let me help you. Not financially, but the part of the help because you can do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, man. It's a lot of
that. But see, that would fuck it up for real individual. Cause y'all keep bumping into them type lame ass.
So what should we do about them?
Always fall in love with them.
But that's my thing. That's my point.
Y'all always fall in love with them lame ass nigga. Then try to act like you ain't know that nigga was lame ass.
Yeah. So
that's your goddamn fault.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying too.
Don't keep crying.
They want to build the guy.
Yeah. So who the responsibility falls on if you keep getting manipulated? If you keep getting dreams?
But the question. No. So question. Because sometimes it's not manipulation. Sometimes it is giving someone grace. Because let me give you a prime example. You a good guy. You got two kids, right?
Right.
Should I hold you accountable? Hold on. Wait. Okay. No. Listen. My thing is, you a good guy. You got two kids, right?
Yeah.
And let's say you had one more, and then y'all separated. So should I hold you accountable for having three kids? And you ain't with none of the baby moms. But the point I'm making to you is, regardless of you should or you shouldn't, why, if I've always not gave that person a chance, now we older, now he got three kids. Before you had three kids, I would have never dated you 5 years ago. You got three kids. Now, you know what? Let me lower my standards a little bit just to see if he a good father. You're a great father. You're just horrible when it comes to something else. And sometimes if that's what somebody can deal with, they will deal with it. But sometimes too much is too much.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, this generation, we ain't doing no compromise. Because ain't nobody going to be perfect how you want them. Ain't nobody finna...
I don't think in that conversation you heard perfect. I just said handle your business. You already got three kids. Your kids, my kids. So think about this. Your kids, my kids, we broke up. I'm dating him now. We break up. I'm dating him now. We break. I go to him. We dating. No, that don't mean you sleeping with nobody. Let me make a point to you. You had two kids. He got two kids. He got one kid. Damn, why your kids still calling me, asking to borrow money? Miss Alexia.
Cause you
I got all these kids now. No, I'm making a point though. Damn, now I got five new kids.
I cannot say we're not together no more. And get what she did. Get what she said she did.
Sent the money.
You lowered your fucking standards.
Yeah.
And that's where you lost.
And I think, has these standards, I think that's why it's such a big popularity of everybody being single, because nobody wants it. It's a give and take. You're not going to, like what you just said, it's not perfect.
Nice, that's so y'all.
Just, I agree with Lex.
I lowered, bitch. How much lower
you want? That you do have to lower some standards and boundaries to an extent.
Yeah.
And you got to know what you're comfortable with holding. You know what I'm saying?
But so you never know what you're going to get into until you in it.
I talked to a guy that got one kid, right? Great father. Awesome. But then I talked to another guy that got two kids. Great father. Awesome, right? Horrible person. You see the difference? So it's kind of like, dang, I want somebody that loved their kids, but you're horrible as a person. Your morals are not even there. So your foundation, I think when it takes more time to get to know a person outside of just the kids, that's why I agree with Jody, him like, don't worry about the kids, because if I'm dating you, I'm dating you. What if I fall in love with you, the kids is additional.
But Scam said you only got 7 days to lock it down.
I'll tell you
what a man said. You got 7 days to put all that shit out.
I say, honestly, with talking to a guy, I agree, because my experience with dating, it's not that my attention span is done. I understand what that person want just based off of that conversation. So I have to remove myself, because if I already have foresight to see that you're only in it for one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going to stay when we already at a place where, nah, you know what? This not going to work out. I've had to tell a guy, yeah, this not going to work out. Like, you know what? Let's meet up. I respect you enough to tell you, you know what? I don't think this is going anywhere, but that's just me. I'd rather have a conversation besides ghost you, right? But
this is Atlanta 2025. Atlanta, they ghosting.
Mr. Dwight, what you think, big dog?
Yeah,
you a real big dog. Can you tell us what you think? Please, sir. We need some more help.
I think that you got to have standards and not compromise on them. This settling and hoping that one day he'd be this guy that you imagine him to be. It's not going to happen. At our age, they are who they are. They're moving how they move. You're going to have to demand that they be great from day one. And if they're not there, maybe keep them as an option, you know, in the background, but don't make him your feature guy until he's fully who you need him to be. Otherwise, you're going to become his crutch.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to like it. You're going to be shouldering some of his, you know, his trauma.
So when you meet somebody, right? So when you say don't lower your standards, Have you ever thought about it? You're never going to meet somebody exactly where they're supposed to be in life, because they can actually be striving to being great, right? But it may take you to believe in them, to push them, but that may not be your soulmate. So do you think that is understanding what your role is to be in that person's life? Because not every relationship that you meet with a person is supposed to be, that's my soulmate.
You just said it, though. You just said it. Instead of saying, like, it's like having an understanding instead of saying lowering standards. Take the standards out and just say, I'm going to try to understand this man. Or either or. I'm going to try to understand you a little bit. Because if you're not in a place in life that you really want to be at, I would see that.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And if I fuck with you for real,
I'm but you got 7 days in Atlanta.
This my partner though. He did what he own. It is saying it is, you know, summer we be on that. I ain't even wait 7 days is way too long.
I'm telling you.
He been leading.
I'm telling you for real. Like,
who waiting on you for 7 days?
In Atlanta.
Listen, the first time I met her, she told me she made a nigga wait for 2 years.
In part out. Why?
I said, you must got a gold. You. She got a golden vagina.
Man, you know, bro, with his song.
This motherfucker is golden.
No. He was hitting in the mean.
He probably was, but I didn't give in for 2 years.
He just had to walk her down. Yeah.
You were waiting. Like,
you got to be reasonable.
It's like deep sea fishing, you know. You can't just. You got to have patience.
Yeah, we're in 2025.
But they don't mean. So when he says that, that was that particular person that I made. Wait, but. That ain't no regular, like, making someone, I think with that particular person, that's how I handle them.
Mm-hmm. I think you ain't like him.
No, I think that was how I handle him. Just
you ain't like him.
No, it's because
she had her reasonings, but, you know, we ain't going
there. Yeah, I don't want to go down that path.
I mean, they kind of have like a, they're like doctors, you know. They prescribe different guys, different...
Other niggas gotta pay different prices.
Right. You on a two-week plan. Oh, you're right now. Right. You, let's give it a couple years.
Exactly. We're gonna ride this shit out.
We're gonna ride it out.
I feel like this, bro. This is when a woman judge me go all out the window. Because like you said, you might can have standards and... Oh, this nigga ain't got this and he ain't got... But that nigga got some good dick. I think all that shit go out the window and then y'all dilute yourself into being with the nigga. I think all that shit go out the window. That man got some good sex and put it on your
ass. I don't think so, because
I would leave
my last situation and that couldn't keep me. That couldn't keep me.
In 2025, you know,
that don't exist in 2025.
They don't mean that no more.
Nah, they just gonna DM somebody else and go to somebody else, because too much access to people, right?
Yeah, like, it's just too many access to everybody.
Too much. So if you ain't doing what you supposed to do, I don't feel like you're doing what you're supposed to. Because, listen, this is the trick. Tell me if I'm wrong. What the girls do is they go like about 3-4 pics. The boys gonna do the same thing. Then they make sure they follow you to make sure you saw they locked them 3-3 pics. And if you ain't following, they gonna unfollow you and follow you again to make sure you follow.
Oh, gosh.
Because that's what's really going on.
So that's what's going on with that.
I was wondering why.
I thought we already followed each other. And now all of a sudden you just started following me?
I didn't even know that.
Wait. Let me ask y'all a serious question. Tell me if I'm wrong. Let's say you know somebody. Let's say I know you. Uh-huh. Let's say I know you. Oh, cute. Okay, boom. I'm going to like 3 pics. Oh. If you ain't followed me by the time I like 3 pics and then I followed you, nigga, they unfollowing and then they going to make sure, boom. So listen, when somebody don't follow you back, but then they circle back around 2 weeks later and follow you and then like 3-4 pics, oh, they've been watching you for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Man, I've seen it. I've been in it. I'm telling you what it is.
I've never been known, right?
Social media psychology book.
Hey, like, I've been watching.
I ain't going to lie, bro. It be the motherfucker you don't even like. You don't be nobody that you want back, bro. It be full. You be like, man, I seen it.
But what if that's your soulmate?
But I'm too bad. I don't like you back. You ain't my soulmate. I'm going to like my soulmate back. He going to have that want role.
So with me, I created 2 categories.
Oh.
There's one for entertainment only and one for potential keepers. And the more she talks and the more she moves her actions, it depends on
what she will be.
She's not without value either way. No, entertainment only, that's like an adventure. Potential keepers, I'm still listening. Mm-hmm. But you can move from one category to the next based on your actions, though. Like if you're over here in potential keeper, I'm like, oh, maybe I had her wrong. Just put over there entertainment only until she's able to move back over there. If ever, and vice versa.
So how do you end up in the how do you end up from keeper to entertainment? Because that's like one heck of a judgment that you're like, well, I put her over here first and then
I got
she moved you, over here. Like, how does that even happen?
If you make a whole move.
Like, what's a whole move?
Watch this.
Like, if you do something that's typical of a whole and I'm like, oh.
So how long to watch?
Wait.
So
you got over here for now.
Right.
So she in the keeper.
But she would never be back over there.
You still got entertainment value. You still can be a fun girl. No. But you're not the one I'm going to bring around my child. Like, listen, this one.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
So she in keeper, your mom one day.
No.
So she in keeper, and then you go on her story and you see a nigga pouring alcohol down her mouth. Entertainment, right?
Entertainment on my
And you go.
You know, let's go to the safe and get some singles. The next time she come, it's going to be a totally
But what about if y'all created that safe place where now she's
not on Instagram?
But no, I'm not talking about Instagram. I'm talking about between y'all two, and now you pouring, y'all having y'all own entertainment in y'all own house. Do she end up, because she done expose herself to you in whatever sexual way?
No, only,
because she wanted to do whatever she wanted to do that you would have said.
Between us, that's different. But if she did something
about the gooch
that showed me, you know, you a hoe out here.
Yeah.
You can be doing it with me, but if I know that
somebody, okay,
you're
I get
doing that elsewhere as well.
Yeah.
You're entertainment only until.
I ain't gonna lie. You can share too much. If you share too much, like if we talking and we cool and you fuck around and say, in college, I got a train ran on me. Oh, yeah, baby. Your ass
cannot escape entertainment only at that
wow.
point.
Wow.
So I got a question.
There's no escaping for you.
So I got a question. So is it, do you think you would be with a girl if because she licked your gooch, or is it cool if
wait,
she...
What? Hold on, wait, hold on.
No, I ain't no bitch licked
hold
my
on,
gooch,
look,
Pete.
Listen, hold on,
that understood.
Listen,
I'm
though.
I'm not Gucci. I'm
listen,
not no Gucci
though.
Nigga.
Though. Everybody on this set has to listen, even the behind the cameras and everything. We're not finna talk about no licking no
gooch.
Whatever that is, y'all just
they don't
see.
Know what that is.
I never
it's
even
It's the
heard.
Space between the butt and the thing. It's the space. It's a little space right
we
there.
We ain't got
if
time.
If a man, I'm sorry, I'ma say it right now.
We going
if
for
a man asks me to do that.
Y'all,
no,
y'all
the boys, I know a man right now because he said.
If you do that and you speak.
He licks his gooch. Not me, no, listen.
No, you. That, if you
do I don't that, do that. That's nasty. There's no, you're not listening.
You know that long size gooch is licked?
No, listen. There's a guy that I know right now. He went the girl. He went because he said she know how to lick his gooch.
That need to be noted. That need to be noted for sure.
Yeah, there's boundaries.
A gooch is just a windshield to the
ass
hole.
Doing that. You shouldn't even be talking
that's
like
a windshield to the ass hole.
Bro, it is.
Yeah.
She blowing in it. Like,
yes.
If her tongue or her breath blowing in it.
And I must wonder, I actually believe if he enjoys that, he secretly desires that you move a little north or south.
Oh, no. See, that's what I'm saying. That's where
he is not going to object to it. If you go in that route, he's not going to object.
That's exactly how you say it. You stated it perfectly.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it goes.
That nigga ain't objecting to nothing at this point.
Yeah.
If you were to go on down there, he's not going to object. He's
no.
He going to lift up.
Right. Right.
But see, y'all like that shit.
No, don't say y'all.
Yeah, but look, I'm just saying them then. Y'all them like that shit.
Who is them? Wait, hold on. Who is them? You're not even listening to what you're saying. No. The dude likes the gooch, not the girl. But the girl is doing it because that's what he likes.
But y'all be like doing it though.
So okay. I don't want us to sex shame people. Whatever you like is your preference. However, us up here got our own preference.
We ain't got nothing to do with preference. Wait. That's the space between the man's dangling and his butthole.
How you know about
because
this?
Because the girl lit the gooch. The boy told. I just told you,
why
my
you
friend.
Know about it
so listen,
so
my friend told me.
You
that,
know about
listen
it.
Listen to this. No. So first, my friend had her in the entertainment service, in the entertainment only. And then I guess she, you know, went the extra mile and he told, I said, what the fuck is a gooch? And he said how she lit the gooch and he can't let her go because she do a great job looking at the gooch.
Well, he just fell in love with the entertainment.
She don't really like to do it, but because he love it, so the question, the next question would be, So the next question would be, if your partner like other, like to do other like explicit things in the bedroom, would you be opposed to it because it's something you won't do, or would you compromise and go along with it. It don't matter what it is.
Ain't no bitch turning me out. Uh-uh. Ain't no bitch turning me out. Ain't no bitch about to just do no anything to me just because she want to do it. No, hell no. Nah. It's some limits. It's some ceilings. It's some shit we not supposed to be doing. And I'm okay without doing it. I'm okay without experiencing my gooch lick.
No, it don't have to be that. It could be like whips. And
but
stuff
all
like
that, though, anything, like anything that's sexual deviant to me, I'm not doing it. I'm not finna... If you went to that, then we, hey, man, cool. We could jig.
I think you got to, in sex, I think you have to find your balance of what each other's like. Just being respectful right. to what people like for themselves. Everybody has their category. My preference is my preference. Your preference is your preference. But to respect all preferences.
But everybody don't do that.
Not everybody.
So that's my thing.
That, but I think with us well, up here, we respect everybody's preference.
But this ain't about us. This ain't about us.
No, even with the audience, right? So
they getting it.
What they like is what they like.
I was not listening. I'm telling you what's going on out here. These folks is outside.
But
the issue is they always want. Well, those who are more experienced always feel like they can turn you out.
Yes.
And if they brought
Atlanta.
You there,
yes.
that's like a little trophy they get to hold. I yes. made her that freak yep. that she is now.
Yeah.
Because before me, she wasn't doing all these things.
Yep.
Those other guys, they didn't get her there. I coached her up.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's ready for the big leagues.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They always feel like they can turn you out. So that whole respecting preferences, they don't do it.
Right. No.
But they're going to be looking at you like, boy, you'll be a lot better if you will just do this one thing. Right. And,
yeah. and then what if they don't do it? What if somebody got some shit like, well, I need this done. And if you don't do it, like, I can't be with you type.
So would you be with a girl who says she don't like giving head?
No.
Yeah, I would.
No. No way.
I like to get up in that thing. Like,
no way. If you ain't sucking no dick, if you can't suck no dick, y'all know that. And the both of them.
I just asked you a question.
This ain't about us. This is about the
both of you guys know this. If you ain't sucking no dick, ain't no nigga, you ain't keeping, I don't know, you already, it's hard for y'all to keep a nigga, for one. So if, not just in a bad way, but it's hard to keep a nigga, let alone not suck his dick. What do you think you
think it's hard?
And that is how you stay in entertainment only infinitely. You know, you stay.
Yeah, you're at something wrong.
You don't get all the way over to keep.
Yeah. They don't mean go suck every nigga dick you see. But if you like this, if you like this nigga and this nigga like his dick suck, bro, give a nigga some head. Like, you want some?
Yeah. Now, they never reject.
Okay, so listen, what if the girl like her booty hole ate, but you don't like? So listen, what if the girl like her butt hole ate and you don't like to do that? So that to her, that's the same thing as her giving you.
She gonna have to find another nigga who would do that, and I still fuck.
But she's entertainment
only. But she gonna have to find another nigga to do that. We ain't no ass. Even though I know niggas do it, I ain't mad at niggas who do it. But I can't stomach. Look, I can't stomach. I don't care how clean it is. Look, bro. Hey, some of them motherfuckers be clean hell. You don't see nothing in it.
Where's the jar?
I'm not putting my tongue right up. I'm not sticking my tongue right up. But I know some nigga watching it like, nigga, I will. Shit, I won't. I ain't sticking my tongue in none of that. Y'all crazy. I know y'all done did. I know both of y'all.
Look at his face, bro.
Y'all ain't saying that.
We're not talking about everybody up here. We're talking about everybody online. No, we're talking about this. I ain't saying shit. I eat ass, but on special holiday. I eat ass on Hanukkah. He told you. I ain't eat no ass on no Tuesday. You not about to come to me on no regular Wednesday.
I ain't mad at him.
Nah, but we doing this shit special occasion. Exactly. Like your birthday or some shit. Cool.
I ain't mad at him.
But what I will say this though, like I feel like when a person too freaky, I feel like man or woman, like if them folk too far out there, I feel like most of them folk bisexual. Mm.
Yes.
So like that's the freaky. Like that's the freakiest you can get. Like think about it. Like if you did two out there, you did two with some shit, bro. You out there.
Yeah.
Like I did a podcast with a girl. She was saying how she rather and she had been in a relationship with a woman, and then she switched to a man, but she was saying how she'd rather eat a nigga ass than keep sucking his dick. I'm like, that's not normal? Yeah. And she was like, huh? Like, I'm like, yeah, baby. Like, and you probably think like that because...
what she was experiencing.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Like, them be the folk that be on that spectrum. They go all the way.
Hey, but a lot of women do that.
Do what?
It's a lot of... Man, it's so many women eat that, but what?
Be trying to convince a nigga.
Yeah. Look, bro, you think...
Yeah, I'm going to do it because at this point...
That if you think that it's not, bro, it's way more than you would think.
But I, really? I think if a man asks
the pretty ones is the nasty.
I think a man asking you to do that is like borderline what you said. You will go all the way on the other side. If you ask it, like, how far is too freaky? Like, you're now on the other spectrum.
You is. Definitely.
With that man, too.
But yeah. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
You think that's... So, have you got your booty hole 8?
Man, stop playing with me. Don't even talk about that.
Why would you even ask the nigga?
Why would...
We will not do that.
Listen, bro. I'm not a homophobic, but you know what I mean? Because I don't want nobody to be thinking, like... I know a lot of gay people. I got a lot of... folk that I know guys. Man, come on, bro. I deal with gay people because I have to, like, for real. Like, this is what's going on. But I don't like none of that weird ass shit. I hate weird ass shit like that, because y'all they forcing it on us. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a straight man. Like, mm-hmm. I love pussy. I don't care who know it. I love pussy till I'm out of here. There's no way around it. Don't talk to me about it. Niggas with niggas, man. This shit is too much.
But girl, like, I'm saying there are some girls I know that like to eat ass. So
yeah, they do. Goddamn, like
they need to eat their own ass.
Do you think?
And where might we find that list? I'm joking. So we know not who to kiss.
Who to avoid?
You don't get to kiss me. No.
Hey, you already kissed. You done already kissed. You ain't even.
It's a lot of girls that do that. Yeah, but do you think that means that a girl is went too far out there if that's something she do? Like,
well, if a girl do that to a nigga's ass.
Yeah, I think it's nasty.
To a man's ass?
Yeah.
She'll do it to a woman.
No, not just do it to a woman. You would do it to a fucking dog.
Child. Bitch, you might as well eat a gorilla ass. You eat a nigga ass, you might as well eat a grown gorilla ass. Cause we
apes,
we like animals, man.
Well, listen, bro. Nigga can clean his ass as good as he want to. He can try to clean it as good as he want to. That motherfucker still got something.
Ew.
He got tissue in that motherfucker's soul.
Hey, bro. I know this is fucked up. Hey, but look. Motherfucker gonna be leaning at this shit and be like, they know it the truth. Like niggas know it the truth. I don't care how clean you try to make a nigga. Wow. His ass ain't gonna never look like a girl.
Fat.
I don't give a fuck what y'all say. And stop lying to y'all self about him by shit.
Perhaps she's...
That nigga ass ain't clean.
And then the shit
but you consider the fact she might be licking it to clean it.
He just snapped.
Hey, we about to play a game.
He just snapped.
Shit we eat don't need to come out right now.
We're going to do another question. All right, so look, we about to
eat all that steak. Nigga eat nachos and shit.
Let's hope nobody here has done that.
I hope y'all did. Yeah, look. Well, he said he did, didn't he?
No.
I told you. Single nigga act like.
Yeah, how you gonna put my dog?
So y'all act like so none of y'all ate a girl's butt before.
I can't.
Here we go.
Ate a bitch ass.
First of all, we already said we're not gonna do that.
We already said yeah.
Yes, we're not gonna ask them personal questions of what y'all did.
You like to do or you like to do that or you like to. You like the light with the girl like
what? Like, you're not about to try to trick me with your verbiage, like nigga.
Now look, do you like to do that or do you like to do it because the girl like it to get? What if the girl like to get it done? You cool with that?
The girl like to get what done? Her me doing it to her.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Make sure we get that.
Yeah. So that's not too far for you.
Nah, I'm doing it to her. I don't.
Like, no. We're on the same path. I'm just saying because he said for him it's too far.
Yeah.
We ain't doing that.
So you never did that ever.
I never put my tongue on a bitch ass.
I think it's great.
Come and tell you that lie. Like she can't come tell you I did. Ain't no way in hell. I ain't put no tongue on none of that. I can see it. If I can see it, I ain't in it. Your mouth right here. I like to do it from the back and spread it. You feel me? Like when they bent over. Like when they bent over, then you spread it like that.
Boy, I like to do that. Looking at that apricot.
Yeah. But hey, look, bro. Hey, bro, it gonna be right here, bro. That motherfucker gonna be right there.
Hey.
But yo, what? right there ain't shit. But you gotta see it. And if she clean, it ain't no problem because it don't smell fair. Like that. But, you know what I mean? She pretty, ooh, but you ain't supposed to dive in there, though.
But let get this straight, though. I ain't just eat no regular bitch. I ain't got no
I'm not just clean.
Every bitch I fuck with on
you. Have to be up there.
You got to be, you in the house with me, shot. I ain't no goddamn hell, nah.
What do y'all think, though? Like, what do y'all literally think about a man in y'all ass? Because I don't know, you know, y'all got to be honest, too, because we being honest. Like, motherfucker gonna hate y'all ass, tell the truth.
Yeah, they got
we grown in hell.
Of course they got that ass.
I'm sure that's happened to every woman.
Hey,
yeah. That's happened to everyone.
This is what makes it entertaining. This is what makes it entertaining. So have you had your ass?
I mean, at this point, I think it's quite standard because it seems like it just seems like no. Listen, so listen. But what I'm saying is no. Listen, so what I'm saying is listen. It ain't standard for me to request it. So listen, let's get this straight. It's not standard for me to request it. I don't even request it. They just go down though. Like they just go.
Oh, so you just don't stop.
I just like whoosh.
Okay, you.
Because at first at college, I thought I was uncomfortable at first. But then I said like, dang, man, that's
hey, y'all,
they're regular.
Y'all gonna have to slow down that move she made when she felt.
Yeah. Put that bitch in slow motion.
Put that moment. When she felt that nigga jump,
she felt that tongue all over again.
Many of them do it just to turn you out and make you crazy about them.
Yeah, for sure.
It worked every time.
Inside your head. Now I got it.
Hell, for sure. If he diving in there,
when you see him, now you got that little tick. Like,
let dive in. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey. Hello, Mercedes.
Yeah, we have a Mercedes.
Yeah, what's up?
What you talking about, Mercedes?
You had that booty bowl, though?
Man, don't lie. Everybody have at this point.
That booty bowl.
Tell the truth.
You too.
For one, like, ain't no way in the hell you have it anyway. If you did, it just ain't going to somebody winning.
Nigga going to add. Nigga sweet shit.
Yeah, let's go without saying.
I'm talking about nigga got all the way in there.
I've been married, so.
Well, he got
what
in there.
What that don't mean?
Neither one got in there.
They do everything when they married.
I mean.
Neither one got in there. But that's a good thing. Dude. That makes you
real litigationist.
What do you mean they do everything when they married?
That's what that meant.
Yeah.
I've been married, meaning we've tried it all.
Yeah.
Not tried it all. Because there's borderlines. I ain't going. That gooch stuff, I'm not doing.
You're not doing it, but I'm saying.
I don't know.
So listen.
So you ain't no.
It's irregular for a woman to be doing it to a man, but it's pretty, like she said, it's standard for a man to damn do everything to you.
If right now, if a guy was to do that to me, it's a red flag for me. Because.
Not for me.
For me. I just feel like that is an intimate.
Have a fucking ball.
Hey, bro, you like
what he said with the entertainment and the two categories for me, I couldn't respect a man that you don't know me well enough to even be that intimate with me.
Right.
And if you go to that level with me, I can't respect you as a man because how many other women have you done that with?
Wait, hold on. Well, hold on. Let me say something.
That's his MO.
Wait. Let me say something because this is the thing. It don't mean that you have to do it with someone every time. You could be with somebody for a year before he decided to go back there and do it, but he still did it. So it's not about a situational thing like, oh, well, first of all, I think anybody that's just going down there, I mean, I do look at it kind of crazy, but when they consistently going down there, I thought, okay, he fucking with me. That's how I look at it. I don't look at it as, he don't do that
for my game room.
Because my mind.
My game room, you know what I'm talking about?
My thought process, I'm very logical. So when what he said, now, automatically, I'm thinking, you want to trap me. You want me to be crazy about you. Right. That's why you did that. Right. So now I have to watch
that's why he's
you.
Doing it.
Yes, I have to watch you because that's a manipulating tactic. Right. So now.
Hold on, wait a minute.
It's because.
But watch this. But sometimes girls want to be manipulated.
Yeah, I don't want you to manipulate me.
That's what they want right there. It's just seasonal.
You should know that you're going to always be entertainment. That man.
Shit seasonal.
Hello, man. Eating ass,
shit seasonal. We in the ball.
Let me look at the camera. Eating ass is manipulation. Oh hell no, man! Come on, man.
Because you're gonna make her go crazy.
So, man, y'all making shit up, man. Eating ass ain't manipulation, man.
Okay, so.
Man, I ain't manipulating no bitch because I eat a ass, man.
That's what I don't agree with that part.
I feel in a logic to an extent because if you're dating in Atlanta, we can't even get past seven days, is what I'm saying. Right. So if I'm dealing
Damn.
with if we're talking about being intimate with somebody in Atlanta, right? And it's from your logic, it's 7 days, right? Okay. But now if you get past that 7 days with this woman, and now technically we on 14th day, and now I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna lay with this man. But if I lay with you and the first thing you doing is diving in, now I have to act. What you just said, us women need to start thinking about the men that we choose. So that is also a part of a character that we have to also see in the sexual bedroom.
He's only known me 6 days and he's already
doing that. But now, you can't count. We're not talking about for the long distance of years, because when it's a year, you with somebody.
No, listen, let me say this. No, I can't agree, because for one, we grown. People gonna do what they gonna do anyway. So some people, that's what they like to do. They're going to do it. And you're going to fuck with them. You're going to fuck with them or not. It ain't got nothing to do with no days. Like, I could meet you today and have sex with you one time. I'm just saying. No, listen. I can have sex with you one time. That don't mean this is something I do regularly. That might have been a one night stand with him. But shit, that might be the nigga that we end up getting married. I see it all the time. I'm just making a point to you, because my thing is, I don't agree with that. Maybe if you would have asked me when we were in our younger days, then you nasty. Because at that point, like, you just doing that to everybody. We 38, 40.
It don't matter.
But no, it do.
You gotta have boundaries.
But listen, it's pushing peace. So when a nigga is 40 years old and he doing that, that don't mean he do it to everybody. He might just like to do it, or he want to do it to you.
Nope.
So there's a
boundary.
We do it in 7 days. That's his M.O.
And that's why I say,
I ain't doing it quick. Yeah, you can't do it out the grip.
But as a woman, what you just said, we have to start setting our standards and boundaries, and we have to start choosing wisely. We can't say because we're grown, which is why we're doing it. Yeah, we're grown, but we still held accountable, because that one time, now you pregnant with that guy because you're like, well, we grown, and now you're mad. That's what I'm saying. So when you're saying we're grown, yes, when you're grown, you can do whatever you want. But you still, if that man put you in the entertainment category now, you can't be mad that he's no longer gonna wife you because you didn't wait long enough, because you just said, well, I'm grown. But then now it's like it becomes that double standard. You see what I'm saying?
No, because listen, let me tell you right now, it go both ways.
It can go both ways.
Because listen, my thing is this. Sometimes women want to be in the entertainment section. They don't want to be taken. They want to have their fun too.
Right.
So I'm making a point to say it don't mean that it's not logical. It might not be logical to you, but it might be logical for that woman at the time that, look, I'm having fun with him. This is all I want from him. It don't mean not a good person. And it don't mean I'm going to mess around with 3 or 4 other niggas. I'm going to call the nigga I'm comfortable with. And I just wanted him to go eat. You know what I'm saying? I'm making a point to say that shit happens every day. Ain't nothing wrong with it, because you might be in a spot where, look, you just got out of a relationship, a marriage, a divorce, whatever, and you just want to chill. What's wrong with that? And if you want to chill, I might call that man, and that's the only man I'm calling, and he gonna munch.
But if he munching on you, how many other women?
That's not. Listen, at this point, it don't matter.
You open yourself up.
No, it don't matter, because niggas is fucking somebody anyway.
Hey, check this out.
It don't matter if you gonna wait 10 days or 2 days. Nah. It don't matter if you married or not. These niggas is fucking anyway. And it's facts.
And it's true. That's facts. We still talking 2025 too.
Yeah.
Right.
So this shit all over the place.
Yeah. Fact.
Right. We ain't in the same atmosphere no more.
Social media fucked up.
They will lick your ass if you let him when he meets you right there.
Fact.
Right. He'll take you in the bathroom, bend your you.
And you don't think that's a problem?
It's a big problem. It's a problem, but it's reality.
But this would make your.
So then, how do you make it not like as a woman that's saying I want to?
We in a fucked up era.
So now that means you shouldn't be dating at all, which goes back to healing. Everybody need to heal. You shouldn't be dating a man that...
You can't think you wrong, because you're still not wrong, because from your point of view, you're still right, because you just not... Some women, and there are women out here like that, too, that like nigga, I don't respect that type shit.
We never said you was wrong.
You know, it's different stroke for different folks, but at the same time, women, that people is doing it. Like, they doing shit they never did.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about young as fuck.
People doing shit that you ain't never did no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best way of meeting people in 2025, it need to start back getting to shit like that. Like, where your partner? Like, where one of your friends you done had for a long time? Like, let go do some shit. I want to meet somebody from somebody I know. Like, instead of meeting motherfuckers outside all the time, I don't even know what the fuck, who are you? And then I might get you off of the ground every now and then. Back in the day, you feel me? I just go on the ground, snatch a couple of them off of there, like, okay, cool. You all right, but I thought you was somebody else. Like, damn, I thought you was somebody else, but you look, this shit look real good, man. It's food in everybody. Mm-hmm. It looks so good to you, but when, if you really out here and you got some motion going on, once you see it, it don't look that good. It ain't looking too good.
I think if they do it too soon, though, I gotta almost assume that you for the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Like, if a guy doesn't,
there's no way you that crazy about me in 6 days.
Nope.
That you doing all, you going all the way there.
You a nasty nigga.
Yes.
You a nasty nigga.
I can't say that to you. Yeah, I couldn't trust that you two. You might do it to everybody.
Correct.
I feel that you have to at least have some type of standard.
Pretend
pretend that you're not there yet, because at least allow us to get time.
You can be tempted.
Time tells everything.
But there are some people, I understand what Lake's saying.
Yes.
But date in that pool.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because now you might be looking for a wife. You might want a good time. It's respectful that you want a good time, but go mess with the guys that want a good time.
But you don't know that, though.
There you go. That's my thing.
I can't trust because now look. Now, you want to have a good time, but I'm looking for a marriage, right? I may be looking for a longer term. Now, if you go down there too quick, you done scared me away. Now I'm like, oh, no, that's a red flag, because I can't say I'm grown and we doing this.
But this is kind of
true.
That's cool, but I'm saying, you don't really know somebody's sexual appetite or how fast or quick or slow they move.
That part.
Like, what if this motherfucker really like you? But
don't scare me away.
But you away. You see what I'm saying? But he might be thinking like, I'm trying to lock shout in. I'm trying to show her I really fuck with her. I'm gonna go down though. So
that's when you don't go over the top.
That's when you don't go over the top. Just like us women. Now,
self-control.
Us women. Now, if we do something,
just eat the pussy. Right. Just eat the pussy first.
Be tempted, baby. Be looking at it like one day.
Yeah, but just eat the pussy first.
But I'm saying though, like everybody ain't got that discernment. Like
that part.
And I think communication happens, because if you don't communicate with that person to know what they like and know if that person, you can't just do that to somebody.
Man, you fucking in 4 or 5 days. You ain't that much talking going on no way, guys.
I think if you haven't, and that's what I'm saying, y'all both feel like y'all grown, so y'all having a good time, right?
Yeah.
But then it can also be flip-flop with what you said, with the manipulation. Automatically, you do that. There's a lot of men in Atlanta use sexual stuff in order to get the women to just open up. And
well, we've been saying that.
That's what I'm saying. So it calls a woman, you have to have discernment. So to everybody else, understand your discernment, like what you're dealing with. I can't get mad at you that all you do is fuck everything, right? And then I have a baby. Now,
oh, they're more good than that. Don't do this. Don't be putting me. You're is not deserving. The fuck?
Yeah, it works for face. So
yeah,
if the woman is too over there, you know,
too over the top, it's gonna scare you.
Yeah,
if she start doing all type of stuff, you gonna get scared. Yeah, you gonna be like, I'm putting her over here.
They making each other happy, because this shit that ain't real. That is not a 2025. These folks doing what they want.
But then that's the problem, though. But that's the problem.
I never said it wasn't a problem. I'm telling you what's going
on. But reality, though.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
They released some study that's saying, like, kids today, like, these folks already got Snapchat, so they doing nudes at 12 and 13, sending it to them. Okay. Yeah, real shit.
She's got cell phones at 10 years old.
No, I'm saying to each other, like, to other kids. No, I'm saying to other kids.
See that picture, throw that phone away and get a new one.
No, I'm talking about the each.
Never get called to evidence.
12, like, they in the same grade. They got each other Snapchat.
Some of these parents don't even know who their kids are.
Yeah, fact.
They don't even know that, the one that's in the bedroom with us, that ain't your kid. Go look at it, go through the fucking phone, through that phone. They just like their mamas and daddy. They just like their mamas and daddy, just younger. Man, look, bro. Yo. They just like their mamas and dads.
I
swear to God,
bro.
I seen this shit with my own. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You can go read some papers or look some shit up. I seen this shit with my own eye. These little motherfucking children. The little ones, too.
Let me call my child.
Yeah, please. Right now. Hey, check on him right now.
Hey, he can't pick up. He on the
fan. I need your iCloud password right now.
Right now.
On the fan right now.
Hey, look. And on a serious note, though, just to get serious, because we've been talking about a whole lot of stupid shit. And I hope it was good content, but there was a whole lot of just...
That's some real shit.
Crazy talk going on. But just to get to some serious, though, like, on speaking on these kids and dealing with all this old weird shit, they already fucked up in the head, for one.
Correct.
We got to understand all these children out here, they really fucked up. like you just said, in reality. We just living in reality. They fucked up. We can blame whoever. We all got something to do with it. Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers ain't normal.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So if you still thinking normal mm-hmm. as a normal parent would think, but yes, but you Back to the Future type.
They're not sheltered at all.
Look, they got
the whole world is at their fingertips.
They got access to shit that if we had,
right.
We would come out way. I think we would have came out way better because all we needed was that.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of it, you know what I mean? But right now they got so much of it, brother, to when these women out here, like they love to say they independent, they take care of the kid by themselves. That is a major problem though. I'm talking about it's like one of the biggest problems in the world. If Kamala and the Democrat want to get back on the winning side, do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Go see why all these children ain't got no damn dad. And all the niggas, these niggas not deadbeats.
Yeah.
But I'm
every man can't be a motherfucking deadbeat.
I'm telling
There's
you
way too many women out here trying to take care of these grown, overgrown ass internet babies.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
By themselves. How the fuck you think, what you think the world finna be when these little bastards get 18, yep. 19, and 20 years old? They gonna kill us all.
I'm about to say that. Like,
they gonna kill us or we gonna have to kill their motherfucking ass.
Defer really, to the latter.
It's really a scary time we in. Hey, for real, it's really a scary time we in because
this is real.
Because for the first time, like it ain't no blueprint or no book to say what the fuck. Like us growing up, our generation, it was handed down. But now this is the first time where they in the front. Like we don't know what the fuck they about to be.
Yeah,
real talk because they got so much information that they figure to think about like. Nigga, we wanted to watch porn as kids. Nigga, we had to go sneak and go get that goddamn black VCR tape with the label toe off that
bitch.
Now these folks can get on Twitter. They can get on Twitter and it's just right there. So this shit, like, and we don't know what that's doing to their development.
Yeah.
A child being exposed to some shit that early.
We
like,
know exactly what's, what it's doing.
But now I'm saying, like, shit, we don't know the end result because, like, them kids still growing. So, like, they ain't even hit puberty yet to see what the fuck gonna go on with, you know what I mean? So, it just,
that's
shit,
a major
think,
problem.
Yeah, it I just, think that shit breeds a lot of, like, deviation and shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Just like, for women, period. Like, I love women today. As much as I talk shit about women, I still love them. You feel me? Because you got a strong, tough look. You got a tough love of these women these days. Because they think they tough the men. You feel me? They so manly with this shit. You gotta tell her like, girl, I'ma love you. If I said I love you, I love you. Now shut up.
Put that ding-a-ling down. Go on in and go to sleep.
You feel me? Nah. It just almost like, look, stop trying to tell me what my feelings are. You can't tell me how I feel about you.
That's true.
Even though I fucked up and did that and that, you can't tell me I don't love you, girl. I still love you though. Like, why I gotta be a dog ass, lame ass, stupid ass fuck nigga?
Dang.
You feel? That what it turned into? Man.
Yeah.
Right.
So you looking at every nigga like a fuck nigga just because he fucked up a couple times and you didn't. You say you didn't. You feel? Like,
say, yeah.
Y'all be
say,
doing yeah. shit.
A couple times yeah. she didn't. That's a better
thing. Exactly. Y'all be doing shit too. You texting niggas or letting a nigga flirt with you somewhere, bitch, you cheat.
Man, listen.
Bitch, you just cheated, bitch.
I'm going to tell you why.
You sure did.
Why women cheat better than men.
It's called subtle cheating.
Yeah.
No, women cheat better than men.
It's cheating.
Women cheat better than men, but it's only one reason that they cheat better than men. And I bet women don't even know why. Y'all don't know why y'all cheat better than men.
I don't cheat.
Oh, well, I'm saying women, not y'all. Don't put yourself in there. Y'all love saying that shit.
Because you said y'all.
Okay, well, women. Do y'all know why women cheat better than men?
Why?
They got better cheating partners. You're cheating with a fucking man. Of course he gonna play your cards right. A nigga can call him and be like, what's up? You in the car with your nigga. Hey,
oh,
girl.
I see what you're saying.
What's up? Oh, you might be with your boyfriend. Yeah, girl, he right here. Hit me when you leave. Okay, cool.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
We touch on that too.
Come on.
Cause this is very important. This is very important too. We need the whole world to know this. I need everybody to tune in right now. And get up on their TVs and tune in to what I'm about to tell y'all. This is a fucking major problem. I'm sorry, I hate to break the news to everybody, but this is a fucking major problem. You niggas, is that my camera? You niggas, the way she just described it, he just described it, better partner, you fucking with a man, nigga ain't gonna tell nobody. Listen, in 2025, these niggas pillow talk more than, listen, I've never seen men bruh. And I need you motherfucker to understand this shit, cause I'm a real player, low key though. Right. And you can't tell on me, stupid. Why is you niggas trying to tell on me, nigga, man?
Yeah.
Because y'all nigga can't get no bitches? You want what I got? Mm. Try when I'm through, nigga. let me see what's going on first, see if this wife, I want to give her to you or not. Mm. Stop telling on niggas, overgrown ass men, laying on these girl beds and sitting on the couch with them, going to the store. And you know, they already know the business because these motherfuckers talk more than everybody in the motherfucking world. She gonna tell you a little bit of her business. Don't let this nigga know him. If this nigga know this nigga,
a whole week.
Oh, bitch, you finna know every goddamn detail about everything.
Let me add a piece to that. They will even film you.
Oh, most definitely.
Secretly film you.
Most definitely.
And send it to.
Yeah, I've just been a whole nother world because
they will.
That shit is at an all-time high, bro. Niggas never did that to get women, bro.
But
this shit is an epidemic. This is a pandemic.
To mess you
up. This is a tornado, a hurricane. This is, look. Hey, you bitch-ass nigga be out here, bro. Stop telling on niggas, bro. That's the lamest way to get some pussy, man.
But get what, Jody?
Get on your own, bro.
But get what, bro? But get what, though? See, the reason why you think like that, cause this is my favorite saying. Only a mind that thinks like that, think like that. So you can't think like that cause you a player.
At all.
These niggas ain't never been that. They never, listen bro, think about a nigga that never got pussy till he got grown.
Mm. Yeah, the majority.
He don't even know how to goddamn strike up a conversation with no bitch. Except like, maybe if I tell on a nigga, this bitch might give me some pussy. Mm.
Fact, but see, it ain't just the niggas, it's them too. Because
they receive the information.
Exactly. And then not that they receive because they're supposed to receive it. She's a female. You feel me?
Right.
Give me the tea. Oh, I got some tea on this nigga?
Right.
Now, a real one had that tea and not even say nothing until the time to spill this motherfucker. Mm. You see what I'm saying? But if you on some player shit with her and she's solid and she built like me, soon you start talking about me, she gonna be like, lame ass nigga, what the fuck type nigga you is?
That rare.
Like,
super
nigga, don't come talking to me. Because
you always
have
the question, the why.
You know that, and I know.
Yeah.
Like, nigga,
why?
Don't.
You need to ask, why is he telling me this?
Listen, bro, and if you fuck with a nigga like that, bitch, you a lame.
Right.
But I'm about to say that.
Oh, because you lame, too, for listening to it and going with it.
Because most women ain't going to give a fuck about where they get the information from as long as they got it. Like, they'll bring it back to a nigga and just be like, and you could be asking them, like, who told you that lame ass shit? They don't give a fuck about if this nigga, your partner, he cross you. They just want the information to be able to bring it to you and put it on your doorstep.
Yeah.
And fuck up your whole day.
And nigga then you know, fucking them niggas.
Yeah, exactly.
And they don't pit you. Now you feel some kind of way that you don't end up having to fuck this nigga.
These folks, they talking about what these women doing.
What are y'all women be gonna do now?
We ain't gotta get. We know these guys.
That be the truth though.
They be sticking and moving.
We got them a nigga ass.
They be sticking and moving. They go get with the homegirl. She gonna keep quiet. You know what I'm talking about? And then somebody.
Nah, they just telling too much. It's a whole lot of telling going on. And y'all need to stop it.
Listen, we gonna keep this at part one of dating in Atlanta in 2025. It's gonna be part one because it gotta be a part two because all this is go on for another day.
That's okay.
But look, we gonna play this game called The Game, you know?
Stop.
So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna pass this jar to the left. Anybody who passes, when it's your turn, you pass to the left. And you have to let that person pull it and then you read it for them. So I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? Jody, you gotta, No, that goes to you.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
We get to. The question is, this is not a good one. If you could have a superpower, but it had to be a kind of acne, what would it be?
It had to be a kind of what?
Acne. Oh, but it had to be kind of useless, what would it be? If you could have a superpower, but it had to be kind of useless.
It's not a fucking superpower.
Right. That ain't what they said. So it's not a super, that's your answer?
So how can I be useless?
And it's a superpower.
And I'm a superpower? Give me another one. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time.
Heard nigga brain trying to think.
It made you think too much.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay. All right. Dang. What's one book / movie that profoundly changed your perspective on life?
A book.
Or a movie.
A book. Oh, shit. That's a good one. That's a good one. A good movie, I say, a good movie. It's a couple on, you know, Friday for all of us. You know, Friday, one of the movies. I'm trying to think of like something like
that. Changed Your Life. What's a good one?
What's the movie with the dragon?
With the curly hair?
What's the nigga name? The Karate Man?
Karate Kid?
No. Wow. Oh, y'all, this is before y'all
time. Rush Hour?
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee. What? Yeah, Bruce Lee. And got, what's the man with the
red?
Show enough. That move right up made me know that black people were like really like we cool as motherfuckers. Yeah, we can do any motherfucker thing. You know what I'm saying? And make it look good.
Okay, now you gotta give it to him. No.
I did.
Oh, I gotta read to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it possible to be in love with two people at the same time?
I believe in poly, so hell yeah, I believe that. Yeah, 2-3 of them, goddamn, 4 of them if you want to.
Why you believe it? You believe in poly for
real? Hell yeah, I really want, like, my next relationship, I think, need to be a polygamy.
What made you think?
Polygamy means the women into me, and they ain't got no nigga. Yeah, that's polygamy.
Be making up y'all own.
Oh God, that's a real term. Like, oh God.
I've been in a whole nother world. I swear for you, because this sounds crazy.
What, polygamy?
Yeah, it's just
like two women. Like, I'm saying, okay, listen. So name me one king. Name me one king that ain't
you
got
to read it.
Name me one king that had just one wife.
I agree. I do understand that men can be in love with multiple women. I do believe that a man can have multiple wives. Like, that's something that I do believe okay. that.
So you understood polygamy, right?
Men are created to just have one, to be honest. Like, it's in your nature, you know? So that's just my thought process on it.
So you know polygamy means the girl can date the guys too, right?
No.
No. Polygamy means that the girl can date...
You just a little boy, bro.
No, it's not.
This nigga ain't nothing but a little. She's just a little nigga, too, bro.
That is fine.
Y'all got that skewed big leg. She a real nigga, too.
So this your question?
This is, yeah.
All right, so should couples have access to each other's phones and social media accounts?
His face turned up, bro.
As a lawyer, that's illegal, ain't
it? I think not. I think everyone should be entitled to their privacy and you should trust each other. If you don't trust them, you shouldn't be a couple, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So trust her and know that they're going to flirt with her. Whether
you're being politically correct. How you move?
Whether they're DM or her in person, they're going to holler at her.
Would you give somebody your access to your phone? That you're dating?
He's a lawyer. No, hell no.
And you ain't never did it.
Huh?
You never gave your password to the girl that you dating. Tell the truth.
No, but that doesn't mean my privacy wasn't invaded before. And I've never done that. But my phone's been accessed many times. And it never ended well.
Did they say it's a law now, though? They saying, like, you can't go through nobody's phone now? Is that a law? They were saying something like...
It's a breach of privacy, but I wouldn't say it's a criminal act unless they took information from there and did something criminal.
You know they did, but they took the information to call the bitch. And now the bitch calling me, like, what the fuck?
Well, if it led to some kind of crime, yeah, but you know, it's breach of privacy.
I thought they need to put them bitches in
jail. Hey, the only time.
You just want to put them down.
Hey, look. The only time nigga will give a girl their phone is when he jig got it.
No, not if it's still the same old number.
But I jig got that motherfucker.
And a new number?
It type shit. It got to be like some type shit.
A new
like,
number.
This is new shit.
If it's the old number, if you the want, same people going
to
hit you.
Yeah, phone. Bitch, you going to have to be a detective. That's you're going to have to.
Why does she need it, though? Is there a trust issue she's dealing with?
Of course.
You know, so I got to look at you and wonder, why do you need to look through my phone?
Yeah.
What has happened in your past that would suggest
you? But y'all tripping because it's dudes that I know that have looked through women's phones. One guy I know, he used to take my phone and put it against my face to open my phone. And go through it, but I had
everyone should just continue to sneak and look through each other's phone and say nothing. Just take notes. Like, oh, okay.
I see that phone.
Hey, you see that guy at the barbecue? You be watching him and their eye contact. Be like, yep.
That's him.
That's him.
It's they already fucking.
It's gonna be too hard.
But you can't get the phone like.
That's what they do.
You gotta go to her job.
That's what they do.
You gotta go to her job.
Or leave her alone depending on what you found. Close.
You gotta go to her job, bro.
Gucci's out here.
You go to her job. You go to her job. You go to her job and a nigga that swell up a little bit when you walk in there, she gonna take off on him. You go in the job and that nigga kind of swell up a little bit.
Your work husband?
Yeah.
If you catch it,
they got that. If they work with a lot of people,
come on, man.
There's one in there that takes her to lunch all the time.
Oh, if you catch a girl cheating, if you catch her, she wanted you to find out. If you catch some shit, well, listen, bro, they smooth. They smooth. And if you one of them niggas who just, you just aggressive and you don't want her to do nothing. You want them niggas that got to know every fucking thing. They already know that. So they don't be trying to be dumb enough to get killed keeping shit in their phone when they know this nigga will snatch his motherfucker. How they cheat is the other one he never knows about. It'd be another phone too.
Now, listen, I had a bit.
Yeah, that is why you hire a private investigator to watch it.
That'll work phone.
Listen, they see you see them every time with one phone. All the time you see your girl, she got one phone. But that bitch got a drawer.
Private investigator now. Now they gonna really take it to the next level.
Always another damn. If she cheating though, if she cheats too, if this girl is a cheater too, she keeps another phone. That's the player code. You gotta have another phone.
But nah, listen.
That go for women too.
It's some bitches that didn't want to get caught.
How many phones you got, Billy?
I got my work phone and my personal.
How many phones it is?
Listen, I've been had my work
phone. That's two phones. And how many phones you got, Mercedes?
I've always had two phones.
Okay then, big player.
How many phones you got? Three.
Big player. I only have two.
Okay. You got two phones. Yeah, like everybody.
So we just proved the points.
No. But I run a business, so it's different.
Yeah, okay.
Me too.
All right, let me get.
I'm over it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's see what you got here.
Let's see what you got here.
If you could start a rumor about yourself,
what
would it be?
Now, that's a great one.
If you could start a rumor about yourself.
And it catch traction and take off.
And always remember to be nice to yourself. I'm joking.
Yeah.
I could start a rumor about myself. What would it be?
Don't take it easy on you.
You're the best in your field?
But a rumor is a lie.
Oh, a lie?
No, not necessarily.
A rumor is something that's going around.
Until it's proven true. Yeah. It don't have to be a bad
thing. It could be true or false.
Yeah, it's a rumor until it's proven.
Can I get another one? I don't know.
Like somebody walk up, I heard Mercedes got there, whoop the whoop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What the hell would Mercedes say about herself, y'all?
That you want people to know.
I want people to know.
That you
want
to start it and then it
can be
traction.
Good.
Yeah, that was saying good.
It don't have to be devious. Yeah.
A rumor about myself.
Like if you go on Twitter and type some shit in, it just go viral. Like.
You had to break it down.
Shit that you can go put up and don't nobody know you posted it. I heard Mercedes, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Mm. And it can be true.
Yeah.
Or it can be false.
It can be
true. Shit, I don't know. I'm trying to think for
her. Well, I wouldn't want to put something bad about myself. What's something good that you want people to go around and say?
You, you can be like,
I'll be like, man, I got that five. You know what I'm talking about?
Nah, see, you
that girl got that five. I'm just telling you, that's the rumor.
Cooches and pooches and shit. We ain't been tell her to do all that.
A rumor I was starting that I fed 1,000 women and their children.
That's
great.
That's a good rumor, yeah.
I'm a single mom, so
okay.
I always want to help. So.
Oh, you say I got them black. On truck for y'all. I mean, on black spread for y'all.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Did she provide the best service?
I'm supposed to ask.
Plug the whole, you feel? Oh.
I was supposed to ask.
Oh.
To the left? Oh, that's your, no, you supposed to pull. That's what it was. Yeah. Go ahead.
I already pulled. Yeah. You pull, so you and pull. I read it.
Yeah, she read.
She got to read.
She pulled from
now,
me.
You just put your
I ain't see it.
I ain't see it either.
Is it appropriate to go through your partner's belongings without their permission?
Yes, good.
That's what that's technically.
Okay,
what
doing
oh, damn, so then.
We got to stop putting them back in there.
Who did these?
Have you ever had a celebrity crush, and who was it?
Back in my day, Denzel was my little crush. Everybody, all the girls like Denzel.
You were you too damn young.
How the hell you grown ass man? You were 9 years old.
Why you want this grown ass man?
Yeah. You need your ass beat.
Yeah, I bet your mama and dad ain't know this shit, right?
You did yours.
That man's 70 now.
He's grown ass nigga. You got this.
It should have been a teenager or something.
It should have been.
Not saying about him, Bell, Zach, or some shit.
So, Denzel was never your crush? That's crazy. But y'all want me to say, somebody my age? Back when I was younger, I used to like the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. I had crushes on them.
Nah, we stuck on Denzel, man. little mannish ass.
Who was 40-some at the time.
Yeah.
No, I had a crush when I was, I think I was 27, 20-something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's from prime. Yeah, see, I'm nasty.
So you did have a crush, though?
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah. That was a... Okay, this has been entertaining.
Well, we gonna wrap episode. I don't even know what to call this episode. Just a day in Atlanta 2025. We're gonna wrap it up, but we're gonna start over here. Tell them what you got going on and where they can find you at.
Okay, so I'm an international porn star and only fan content creator. I do bullshit. I'm a comedian, man. You can check the boy out on all social media platforms. Just Q Help, man, aka the Scan Like Lee.
You feel? Yeah, this is your partner Breeze. I don't really do too much on the internet, but you can find me at Breeze_YGR. And that's about all I'm going to tell you. Okay, Big Next, what we got?
Go ahead. I'm last.
Okay, bit out.
I'm Mercedes E. Smith. You can find me on Instagram, Mercedes E. Smith, and I own Luxury Levels Transport. I do transportation here in Atlanta, the number one in the city. Tap in.
Indeed.
Dwight!
I'm attorney Dwight Deloats. I'm the best personal injury attorney in the city.
For sure.
If you're not all right, call Dwight.
You did.
You did.
Hey, let's thank Dwight for sponsoring this episode. We appreciate him for giving us some great hospitality.
For sure, for sure.
Big Lex, Instagram, Alexia Adams 24. Lex Enterprises, what's a plug without a socket? Call me, one call away. Got a lot going on. Upscale Media, my company. Advertisement for neighborhoods. Player development for the Hawks. ISO Yoga, marketing director. I could keep going, but I'm gonna wrap it up.
The shouting makes the pain with the passion. Yeah. She just fell in love, think it's magic. Think you wanna make it happen. Learn from the past, left the past.